This is All Things Considered. I'm Catherine Brond. Bernie Sanders held a campaign rally this afternoon in Raleigh. After a surprise win in Michigan on Tuesday, the Vermont senator has gained some momentum in the race for the Democratic nomination for president. He arrived in the Triangle one day after Hillary Clinton, who spoke at a high school yesterday in Durham. North Carolina could be a tough state for Sanders to win, as Clinton's done well in other southern states and is leading in polls here, in most cases by more than 20 percentage points. That certainly didn't dampen the enthusiasm at the Sanders event today. WUNC reporter Jorge Valencia was there, and he joins me now. Hi, Jorge.
Hello, Catherine.
Well, it was loud and it was boisterous. You have covered a number of these campaign events, including a Sanders event in the state this past fall. Was this one any different?
Yes. I think that what distinguishes a Sanders event is the overall age of the crowd. It tends to be younger, and that was certainly the case today. We've got a lot of university kids who are on spring break, and a lot of them turned out. There were more than 1,000 people who couldn't make it into the arena, and Sanders spoke to them briefly outside. Then there were, it was 2,300. The capacity was completely full inside of the venue, and Sanders, people were so excited by what he had to say that there were a couple of moments in which he was even having a hard time completing his ideas because people were cheering him on mid-sentence. He was talking about how he says that he's gotten more than $5 million more than 5 million individual contributions, and this is what happened.
Anyone here know what the average contribution is? $27.
One of the topics, Jorge, that we've heard about on the Democratic side is Clinton's strength among African American voters, and conversely, Sanders' weakness in that area. Did that feature at all at the rally?
It didn't, at least not explicitly. But I think that it's something that is very important to his campaign, at least for the people who are running his campaign here in North Carolina. His Democratic challenger, Hillary Clinton, she has very strong support from African-American political leaders here in North Carolina. At her speech yesterday, Congressman G.K. Butterfield, a very important man in the Congressional Black Caucus, introduced her. And I met a young woman, African-American woman. Her name is Jessica Gilkey. She's from Holly Springs. And she skipped a communication class that she had this morning at Wake Tech Community College. And this is why she said that Sanders, for her, appealed.
He actually listens to people who are talking to him. Like, in the event, like, the whole Black Lives Matter thing, for example, they come into different interviews and they disrupt it. And he actually stops and is like, I'm going to listen to these people who are trying to say their struggles, as opposed to just knocking them down and be like, oh, okay, so let's move on to a different subject, you know?
So, you know, in this conversation that we had, I think that what arose is that at least for people like Jessica Gilkey, African-American, younger, for them, the way that they see it is that perhaps it's not entirely that African-American Democratic voters support Sanders, but perhaps it's more of a generational divide.
All right, Jorge, thank you so much. This one's going to be fun to watch. Jorge Valencia, Capitol reporter here at WUNC.